Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 21st of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 4th of January, 2024. Let's welcome Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Barakallahu Feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu Khairan and Jazakallahu Khair to our technician, Brother Suleiman Esop.
Today our topic is on the Ziyarah of Medina Munawwara. Mufti Saab, where do we start when we go to visit Medina Munawwara?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that today is the 21st of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1445, and with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we start our discussion on Medina Munawwara on chapter number 9 and verses 107, 108, 109, 110. So from 107 to 110 of Surah Tawbah. So we see that Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 53 years in Medina Munawwara, and then he, the master alayhi salatu salam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, they left Makkah Mukarrama with the command and permission of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah speaks of this journey in the noble Quran. So what do we find in chapter 9 verse 40? Thaniyathnaini is huma fil ghar. When he said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the second of the two. So who's the first one? The master alayhi salatu salam. And the second one is him, that when they were in the ghar, in the cave. Which cave? Ghar Thawr. Ghar means a narrow cave. Kahf means a broad cave. And then they spent three nights there, and then they continued and proceeded. And where was their first stop? So our first part of the journey will be where the Master alayhi salatu salam entered Medina Munawwara, and see, our calendar starts with the Hijrah. See the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin. You got the message now? So the masjid that was built on taqwa, on true piety, from the first day. So the first day already is ishara. It is already giving you a subtle hint that remember that we will say our Islamic calendar will start from the hijrah. Therefore, Almighty Allah is telling you, min awwal yawmin ahaqqu an taquma fi. Chapter number 9 and verse number 108. So that will be our first point. Lo and behold, some ulama have written, when Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, then the daughters of the Banu Najjar tribe, young daughters, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, one day they went out and they're waiting. They never saw the Master alayhi salatu salam. They never saw Thani Ithnain Izhuma fil Ghar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, chapter 9, verse 40. They came back disappointed, second day disappointed, third day, lo and behold, they saw two personalities on their camels. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when the news came that we're going to go, he had the camels, everything ready. Elated, delighted, he has been chosen to be Thani Ithnain. Now these daughters, the carpenter's daughters, the Najjar's daughters, go out to make istiqbal and to welcome the master alayhi salatu salam. And then what happens? So you must remember that when they go out with their doof over their tuff, both ways you can pronounce it, doof or tuff, with their tambourine, with their drum, but no jingles on it, and it's not a drum both sides, one side only. And then Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is entering towards Quba. The Master alayhi salam's greatest companion and the greatest personality to walk on the face of this earth, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa'adha, coming with the Master alayhi salatu wa salam, and yet the daughters of Medina Munawwara, of Quba, of the Najjar tribe, the carpenters, delighted, elated, welcoming the Master alayhi salam. Nahnu jawarin min banin najari, and they're hitting their doof. Nahnu jawarin min banin najari, we are the daughters of the Najjar tribe, the carpenter's daughters. Nahnu jawarin min banin najari, ya habbada muhammadun min jari. How excellent today he habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu sallam is our neighbor. If you go to Ibn Majah, you will find this poetry they mention in Ibn Majah also. So nevertheless, so remember. And just we just digress for a minute. Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, rahimahullah, who gave me this book personally when I visited him in Amman day in, remember, in Jordan. So I told him, Sheikh, you must give me some books. He was very ill, but he smiled and he told his khadim, give him this book. So they gave me Al-Adab al-Mufrad of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, the Sahih, and Al-Adab al-Mufrad, Da'if, and then he gave me Tahrim u'alat al-Turb. They had musical instruments, haram, but even in there he made this one istisna and one exemption and exclusion, and said, even in this day and this age, if young girls, they hit the doof and the derf, so we will rule it permissible. And we agree with that fatwa as well. Remember that. So on joyous occasions, nikah, walima, kudumul musafirin, and on the occasion of nikah marriage, on the occasion of walima, the marital banquet, and the marriage banquet, or when the musafirin come from far and now they arrive safely, and so forth and so on. So that is how they came. What they did in Siratul Mustafa, Hazrat Maulana Idris Khandelvi Nawarallahu Marqadahu writes, the first thing the Master alayhi salam did when they arrived in Quba was to build the masjid. The first masjid built in the world, Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa Masjidul Haram, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, renovated, refurbished by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Second masjid, chronological order, Masjid al-Aqsa, and thereafter refurbished, renovated by Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Third masjid, that was, remember, Masjid al-Quba. So every important masjid, the four most important masajid and mosque in the world, were built by prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. And then after a few days or few weeks, different opinion, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam went from there to Medina Munawwara Central. They purchased the land. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used his own personal money, and they bought it for 10 dinars or 10 dirhams, whatever the case is. And remember that, then the building started. So even there, the first block was put by the Master alayhi salam in Masjid al-Quba. And the second one, Thaniyat Nain, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Similarly, in Masjid al-Nabawi, first block, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. And the second one, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now the person came from South Africa, America, Europe, Pakistan, India. We advise people, it's not a must, but we advise people, it's best for them to go to Medina Munawwara first, and then you go to Mecca for your Umrah, for your Hajj, and so forth, when it's Hajj season. So obviously you will ask why. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umrah, Hajj, all from Medina Munawwara. So that will be ittiba'un Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imitating, emulating him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once you do that, you habibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And remember that, then you will be the one that your sins will be forgiven. So now, when we are now in, and then you don't have to wear ihram and all that. It's all cumbersome, difficult for people going the first time. They're not used to it, and then they just make big, big mistakes and so forth. So nevertheless, now when they are settled, they're comfortable and all that, after 3 days, 5 days, 8 days, then they wear the ihram and then they proceed with the umrah and so forth. It makes life much more easier also. So now we are in Medina Munawwara. So now, where are we going to go for ziyarat? So it is Saturday. You can go any day, but the best day to go is Saturday in the morning, and you go read Salatul Ishraq, Salatul Duha, there in Masjid Quba, and you must make wudu at home. Why? Because the hadith, authentic sahih hadith in Ibn Majah, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من تطهر من بيته, whosoever made wudu at home, ثم أتى مسجد قباء, and then he came there to مسجد قباء, فصلى فيه ركعتين, and you read 2 rakat salat there, سنة salat, voluntary salat, كان له كأجر أمرتين, he received the reward of an accepted umrah. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, when you enter مسجد قباء, and if you know how to read, then you will find that this verse is written on top by the mihrab. Mihrab, the niche. And you will see it when we used to take people for ziyarat. Because people are simple, Simon, naive majority of them. So we show them, look there on top. Chapter 9 and verse 108. The masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin ahaqqu an taquma fi. The masjid that was based and the foundation was in taqwa, on piety, righteousness, it is more deserving that you stand there. And for the people and the men of Quba, Allah praises them. فِيهِ رِجَالُوِ يُحِبُّونَ أَيَّةَ تُهَرُوا. It was common in those days, remember, people who just use stones and pebbles and so forth to cleanse themselves and purify themselves. But the people of Quba would first use the stone, and then they would use the water also after that. And to use water nowadays in this day and age is compulsory. You can't just be using toilet paper and finish. No, not permissible. The salat, nothing will be valid. So you must use water. It's imperative and mandatory. So Allah Ta'ala praises them. Remember that there are such people who use the water. They cleanse themselves. فِيهِ رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ أَيَّةَ تُهَرُوا. أَيَّةَ تُهَرُوا كَثْرَةُ الْحُرُوفِ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ كَثْرَةِ الْمَعَانِي. The more letters you have in the words, then the greater the intensity in the meaning. So مُبَالَغَ, hyperbole, and intensive form. So Allah is praising them. So when we are in Medina, and then we are underneath that Quranic verse, chapter 9, verse number 108, then you find the hadith I quoted to you from Ibn Majah. Now what does Almighty Allah mean, أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ? It was in the 9th year of the Hijrah, 9th year after the migration. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Rajab, it was midsummer there, June, July. And the Master alayhi salatu salam announced every male who's able, capable, must participate in this battle. It's known as Ghazwa-i Tabuk. In Mustadrak Hakim is mentioned 30,000 Sahabas eventually assembled. And they had to go from Medina Munawwara to Tabuk. Remember, this is how many days journey. I went by plane, it took me 1.5 hours. So remember to Tabuk. So this morning or yesterday I gave news, remember Tabuk snow fell there now in this past 2-3 days and so forth and so on. So when you come from your hotel and now it's after sunrise, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, so you must remember, look at these verses. So the munafiqeen, they're the hypocrites, they built a masjid. Allah Ta'ala calls it masjid. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا دِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That the aim was to propagate kufr and blasphemy. And their aim was to build a masjid of mischief-making. and to cause fragmentation, disunity in the rank and file of the Muslims. So therefore, they said, let us go and invite Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once he, the Master alayhi wa sallam, read Salat there, then nobody will object after that. So Allah ta'ala, Nabi alayhi wa sallam told them, no, I'm very busy. When the Master was returning from Tabuk, again they placed their request. Allah revealed the verse, chapter 9, verse 108. La takum fihi abada, that never ever go and read Salat there. Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, go to that masjid at Dirar, the mischief-making masjid, and go and raise it to the ground. Go and burn it, destroy it. So it shows that, remember, how virtuous Masjid Quba is. What is the truth we have to speak? King Fahd. We saw him, we saw King Khalid, we saw this guy, you know, understand, King Faisal. And King Abdullah, we had meals with him and so forth, Ramadan time, iftar time and so forth. We met him personally. So anyway, so Fahd's time, you must remember that. So what happened? That Fahd, you must remember, from the year 83 onwards, so he ruled for about 20 years or so, right till 94, 95 he was ruling. Thereafter he had a stroke, then Abdullah was running the show. But he did a lot of things, you must remember. What is the truth we must speak? So he refurbished all these masajid, al-masajidul athariya. So the old masajid and so forth, al-masajidul qadima and so forth. So really splendid job he did with that. So Allah Ta'ala reward them for this, remember this. So when you go, in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, ma'ashiyan wa rakiba. Sometime the Master would go walking from Masjid Nabawi to Masjid Quba, and sometimes the member would go rakiban, so mounted on the means of transport, a horse, camel, whatever was available, so the Master would go. So you go there after sunrise, for example, half an hour, 1 hour, you read 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid, you read 2 rakat, remember, for Ishraq. You read 2 rakat, remember, for Salatul Duha. You read 2 rakat, Salatul Shukr, and so forth and so on. So you make it worthwhile. And remember that you go into Sajda and you cry to Almighty Allah, Rabbana, Hablana, min Azwajina, wa Dhurriyatina, Qurrata Ayun. May Allah grant us such spouses and children that the coolness of the eyes. So any dua you want to read, you can read that. So that is the first place you should go to when you are visiting Madina Munawwara, Masjid Quba, and preferably you go any day, it's fine, but if you are there on a Saturday, so you go there. Some people nowadays, you must remember, they wear the ihram, their towels in Madina Munawwara, they wear the hotel and so forth. They come to read their 2 rakat salat at Masjid Quba for ihram, and then they continue. Is it jaiz or not jaiz? Is it permissible or not? It is permissible, but not sunnah. So if you are going by road and so forth, by taxi or bus and so forth, then best is you wear your ihram, everything, in Madina Munawwara, and then you travel with a taxi bus to Bir Ali, Abar Ali, 175, 109 years ago. That you must remember, that what we find, Muhammad Ali Darfur of Sudan came, and he saw the paucity, scarcity of water. He dug up so many boreholes, so Bir Ali, one well of Ali. This is Ali Darfuri, nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Abar Ali, that so many wells and boreholes were dug up and so forth. The people there elated, delighted, and they even changed the name. How can we forget this person? So you must remember who went and dug up all these boreholes and wells. So they changed the name, Bir Ali, Abar Ali, after him, Ali Darfuri, who hails there from Sudan. So all these things we should learn about it. So that is Sunnat Nabawiyya. To go to Masjid Quba and here and there is permissible, but not Sunnah. Always draw a distinction, dichotomy, with what is Sunnah and what is permissible.
Mufti Saab, going to the ziyarah of the Rawdah Mubarak to visit Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can Mufti Saab take us through this journey from the beginning to the end?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we do that, let us just finish the places there outside as well. Then we'll come to that. I think we did mention it, but we'll repeat it, no problem. So now when you are finished with Masjid Quba, and now you're coming out from there. So now this masjid is closed normally, but it's good just to stop there and show the people, remember that. So when you come out from there, you will see a masjid, very beautiful and white in color, and it's called Masjidul Jumu'ah. So awwalu jum'atin jum'at fiha, the first Jummah Salat in the history of Islam was performed and read there. So that is very, very near Masjid Quba, and you must explain to the people, we're taking you for ziyarat, we're taking you for a tour now, and we want to show you that which are the important and most significant places. Then from there you go, and you just turn right again, one, two right turns and so forth, and you must have a taxi or a bus driver and that, depending on the crowd, that who knows these places. Then you go there to the hadiqa, you go there to the farm, to the mazari. So you must remember. So what is a mazari? The mazra'ah, and that is the date farm. So why you go to the date farm? Then you show the people, everybody sit down, men one side, women one side, and you give them the history of the trees of Medina Munawwara. Medina Munawwara is semi-desert, but Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for everything in Medina Munawwara. Allahumma barik lana fi muddina wa fi sa'ina wa fi samarina. Oh Allah, all our weight we use to weigh and measure things and so forth, give barakah in it. Ya Allah, our fruit give barakah, and that authentic hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, open Musnad Ahmad and various compilations. So you make them sit and tell them, see, one day three, it lasts 100 years. This is from Medina Munawwara. And every year it is producing 100 kilos of dates and so forth. وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا طَلْءُ النَّضِيدِ رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلَّةً مَيْتًا. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif. Tall, tall date trees, powerful, and the tastiest and the best dates in the world. وَلَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There's absolutely no doubt, unless that person's taste buds are going bonkers, and wrong, you understand? He's going bonkers. So the best dates in the world, the dates of Medina to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why you buy there? You get the 70, 75 different types, you must remember, of dates. And it's cheaper, you buy there, you understand. And you can negotiate with them also. So we used to go with one brother, Ajmal Bhai. Ajmal Bhai is there in Medina Munawwara 40 years and plus. So he knew the context. And then because I was the guide, so he said the owner gave me extra. You understand? It's not the owner gave me extra. He go tune the owner up that this guy is a sheikh and does and all that. And he brings crowds here and there. So you must also play the game. So they give me one like extra box. Say for example, I buy one box and they give me two, like you see. So he say, no, sheikh, hadiyah laka. You understand? This is hadiyah for you and all that. This. So I know Ajmal when to put in a good word and so forth, you see. So where we started, Masjid Quba. Second stop, we went to Masjid Jumu'ah. Third stop, Mazra'ah. So we went there to the date farm. Fourth stop, then we go there to Masjid Qiblatain. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Makkah Mukarramah, came to Medina Munawwara, and then faced Masjid Al-Aqsa for 16 to 17 months. Why 16, 17 months? It was approximately 16 and a half months. Then during the month of Sha'ban, 15th night of Sha'ban, there's a wonderful book, you can Google it also, Maza fi Sha'ban. The title of the book, Maza fi Sha'ban, by Sheikh Alawi Al-Maliki, Rahimullah, he's also a ustad. So mashallah, I sat in his darus, he gave me permission for hadith and so forth and so on. So he gave me very good books. So this is one of the books he gave. So there is written, on the 15th night of Sha'ban, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Sheikh Albani wrote an excellent discussion on 15th night of Sha'ban إنه قد أفاد وأجاد في هذا الموضوع. The Sheikh Albani wrote an excellent, excellent discussion on this and go open سلسلة أحاديث صحيحة المجلد السادس, the third volume, and حديث number 1144. People, Salafi say it's not big night. Your Sheikh Albani, whom you accept, he wrote, they said it's big night. What you will say then? So you must remember that on 15 Shaban, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So this was in the second year of the Hijrah. Turn your Mubarak countenance, your face Mubarak, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So then the message spread, and Sahaba were there in Masjid Qiblatain. So the Masjid were two Qiblas. So two rakats they read facing Masjid al-Aqsa. The remaining two rakats they faced the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Like today, you are a Musafir, for example. I'm here in Durban. I made Tahari and I use my independent judgment, my discretion, that this way is Qibla. And it was not 100% right. Then one of the locals came and saw me facing a certain direction. So he turned me a bit around to the left, to the right, or center, or whatever. And in Salat, so is that permissible? 100% permissible. So now that is what happens there. When we went first time, 1974, so they had two mihrabs, one for the Makkah and one for Aqsa. People are simple, you know. So I saw myself, some people reading Salat towards Masjid al-Haram, Baytullah. Others reading Salat towards Masjid al-Aqsa. So the Saudi regime, they said, this thing here is not good. And then they closed the second one up, facing Masjid al-Aqsa. So we must be clear, we should know these things here properly. And even you must remember that when you look at the masjid that time, very small, nice, very big, very spacious, everything. And remember, so that is Masjid al-Quba. Then from there you go to the Masjid al-Jumu'ah. Then you go to Mazra'ah, the farm. And from there you go to Masjid al-Qiblatain. So that is normally open also, big crowds you will find there. And from there, then you go to Jabal al-Uhud. Uhud is what? We will carry on now one way till 12 o'clock. We don't have to take break and all that. So remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu, that it is that mountain, it loves us and we love it. You must remember that hadith in Bukhari and various compilations and so forth. And I heard this from Sheikh Abbasi. He said that the ulama of Medina, rahimahullah, so the old ulama, that what they did, they took, you must remember, a bird's eye view of Jabal Uhud. You understand? And you know what you will say, an aerial view, bird's eye view, so of the whole Jabal Uhud. And when you see it, then the mountain range is got these words like, it's not written there, but is in the shape of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nami Nami Ismigrami. So when you see the starting, it's like meme. Then it's like ha, you know? Then meme again, and then a dal. So that is Qudrat ka Karishma. The power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So like that we benefited a lot, you must remember, from all these old Mashayikh and people who know the history of Medina Munawwara. Then you must remember that you go to the Shuhada and read Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah belief, Ijma' and this consensus. Sayyidu Shuhada is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, and he is Sayyidu Shuhada as mentioned in Sahih Hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. So we must be clear on that issue as well. And then we see that we read Salam for all the Shuhada, that is 70 of them were martyred in the Battle of Uhud. So remember, we make dua for each one of them, and not we just read a little bit, 1, 2, and we run away. No. So minimum we go and show our respects to them, and we go and show that we can't forget your people's contribution to Islam and to the Muslims. So all this happened as well. And then the next one is, if it's Friday, then Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من زار قبر أبويه أو أحدهما يوم الجمعة غفر له وكتب بارا. So whoever visit the grave of both his parents or one of them on a Friday, so then it is written for him that this person is a pious son of his parents, and غفر له, and he is forgiven also. The hadith in Bayhaqi Mishkat is weak hadith, but we accept it in Fada'il and in virtues. So now we go the men there on a Friday after Fajr and so forth to Baqi. Our people say Jannatul Baqi. Our people say Jannatul Mu'alla. They pronounce it wrong also. They say Ma'ala. There's no word like Ma'ala. It's Mu'alla. Makkah is at a slope. So where the graveyard is, the upper region, higher region, where your Hilton and Zamzam and all that hotels are, that area is called Misfala. So we must know all these things here. Otherwise it becomes a case of Taqtidul A'ma, that you following one blind person follows another blind person. And we should be very, very circumspect in this regard. And remember that we must fulfill our duty with beauty, not just go through the motions and so forth. So the man, when you enter Al-Baqi, Baqi ul-Gharqat, that's the full name. Otherwise, just Baqi. To say Jannatul Baqi, and that is not correct. In this sense, you can't say every person who is buried in Baqi is going to Jannat. There were non-Muslims buried there. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salud and all of them, Ra'isul Munafiqeen. So they also buried there. So how you can say everyone is going to Jannah? But when a person dies and passes away in Madinah Munawwara, then for that person definitely there is virtue. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man istata'a minkum an yamuta bil Madinah falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever of you can pass away in Madinah Munawwara, then I will intercede for you. Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith Nawar al-Marqadahu, 1981, spent whole entire Ramadan year in South Africa. Yeah, not far from where I am staying there. Inshallah, tomorrow night our program is there. So you must remember that. And then 1st of Shaban, we find the following year, and that was 1982, when Taqala ila rahmatillah, he passes away. So remember on a Friday. So that is the lesson that we should learn. You must remember this, that you pass away on a Friday, very good. And we got our parents who passed away as Muslims. So we, the men, not women, for women to go is haram, to the graveyard. And thereafter, you must remember that you go to Baqi, and our mothers are buried there. Chapter 33, verse number 6, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. So when you enter Baqi, you greet everybody, assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-kubur, yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum, antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. The other words also, but this is easy. You all are the vanguard. You went before us and we are following you. So that is what we should remember. Then you start on the right-hand side. So there the Ahl al-Bayt are buried. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is buried there. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu is buried there. The chacha, the kaka, the paternal uncle of the Master alayhi salam. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is buried there. So he is the Nawasa, the grandson of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So all this. Then you come further up. Remember, you will see the honorable daughters are buried there. Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha. Then you go further, you find the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam are buried there. All the wives are buried there except two. So you must remember that one is Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. She is buried there in Mu'alla. And Sayyida Maymuna, 30 kilos or so out of Makkah in a place called Sarif. Maria Kiptiya radiallahu anha, the mother of Ibrahim, she's also not buried in Baqi. She's buried in Medina, but a little bit on the periphery, on the outskirts. So all this we should know. And then when you take a turn, then you will find Imam Malik rahimahullah is buried there. You go further, you find Ibrahim, the son of Nabi alayhi salam, is buried there. You go further, right down, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is buried there. And from there, when you come up now, you're returning actually. So on the right-hand side, you will find a big, huge grave of eminent Sahaba buried there. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and so many others and so forth. So all of them, as long as you buried within the Haram Sharif and you passed away with Iman and Islam, then inshallah, that's a sign of acceptance by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for that person there. So you should go and visit all these places. Then you can't be in Madina Munawwara, Maulana Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatuhum, and you don't do some shopping. So let's write down the shopping list, the bucket list, as they call it nowadays. So what is the shopping list? A, B, I. That's the shopping list. So A for Ajwa. So Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man tasabbaha bi sab'ati ajwatin bi sab'i ajwatin, whosoever in the morning has 7 ajwa dates. So now before fajr, after fajr, before breakfast, after breakfast, whatever suits you, lam yadurruhu summun wala sihrun, then your jadu, your witchcraft, and your sihar, all that witchcraft, and your sum, that is poison, will not impact negatively on that person. So meaning there is such barakah, blessing in the dates called ajwa. So that is Bukhari. And in Muslim Sharif, you find one additional adjective and word, al-ajwa al-aliya. So normally ajwa nowadays will go for 70, 80, 90, 100 riyals, depending on the quality. But if you want the prime, premium quality, so that is called ajwa al-aliya. I had one friend there, still my friend, mashallah. He always asked me, when you coming? So I told him, Sheikh, you tarifu zuruf, you know what the circumstances are. So anyway, then we have a good laugh, you understand? So the point I'm making here is he used to bring for me ajwa al-aliya, mentioned in Muslim Sharif. This ajwa al-aliya is 200, 300 riyals a kilo. So multiply it times 5, you understand? So how expensive it is. So that is like the supreme quality of ajwa, remember. Then you buy the cheap one, A for ajwa, B for barani. The hadith in Tabarani, wa huwa hadithun sahih. So what it is, fihi dawa'un wala da'a fi. Regarding barani, fihi dawa'un, is dawa, medication, and no sickness, illness in it at all. You see that? So it is cheap, 10, 15, 20 riyals per kilo also. Maximum 25, 30 riyals. So that's very cheap, remember that. So buy it, eat it in Medina, bring for your family members, those who are ill and sick and what. Head paining, eyes paining, ears paining, toes paining, knees paining. So give them this, mashallah. Allah Jalla Wala, through his infinite mercy and grace, will give shifa, inshallah. So that is now, that is your shopping also is done. A for ajwa, B for barni, and I, not A, B, C, A, B, I. So I for ismid. Ismid is for the eyes, you must remember that. And surma, so ni'm al-kuhul, is the best surma, best antimony. Alaykum bil ismid, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. For innahu yumbitu shar, it makes the hair grow. So the hair, yeah, you must remember, the eyebrows and so forth. So all that will grow also. And you must remember, alaykum bil ismid, fa innahu yumbitu shar wa yajlul basar. It will increase and enhance your vision and your sight as well. Normally this is reddish, pinkish in color. So if you find that, you can use it. And if you don't find that, you can buy the other one. So ismid, you must remember, it's pinkish, like reddish in color. So that you use, so that inshallah your eyesight will be enhanced and will increase as well. So always read chapter 50, verse 22, and that is فَكَشَفْنَا أَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. For those people whose eyesight is deteriorating, so read that verse abundantly. Chapter 50, Surah Qaf, and verse number 22. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will restore your vision and your sight and so forth and so on. So there's one more place there before we come inside Madina Munawwara, inside Masjid Nabawi. So you must remember when we used to go with this Ajmal, he used to come. I used to just contact him, say, Ajmal, bye. Kal bas ke sath aana. So for him, it was money. So remember that and he tell us how much per person does that. So I just collect the money and give it to them, finish. So to him or his driver and that. Because the driver also has to get paid and all, long stories. So the point I'm making here is this, we call that place Wadi-e-Jin. So what is Wadi-e-Jin? So you will see that your taxi, your car, your vehicle is going down. Suddenly it just stops. You must remember that. And then they put it in neutral and the car is moving just like that on its own. So you say the jinnats are pushing it. You must remember that. But some people, they knew that that's not a true story. So they asked, what's a true story? We say, no, there's magnetic forces there, the bottom and so forth. So that's also a wonderful place to visit. We used to go there every time. That when these groups and so forth, they should really enjoy it. But nowadays, the dynamics has changed there. So now what happens is that they'll tell you, go to the cinema, go to the bikini beaches in Jeddah and all shaitaniyat, haram business. So we must learn all these things here as well. So now I don't know if they allow it or not. Somebody told me they no more allow that you go. So I will announce to the ladies and to the men, tomorrow we're taking you to the jinnats. Already the wuzus are breaking of the people, you know. So I tell them, no, there's no real jinnats there. Why the people call it jinnat? Because when there's a decline, you see, downhill. So when you put water on the tar road, you'll see that the water is going downwards. So that's natural. And then when there's an incline, so upwards, and you put water, then you will see that the water is going upwards. It's going in the opposite direction, not reverse gear, it's going front. So that is the kamal of the place. So you must remember that the water goes against the current. And the cars also, if you put in neutral gear, you will find that it's going reverse gear. It's not going frontwards, you must remember that. So even if you put it on a flat terrain and so forth, it will go reverse gear like that. So that's why I say the jinnats are pushing it. You see, that's how the name came, Wadi-e-Jin and so forth. So like that, many, many places, the museums and all that and so on. Let's take care of you to inside Madina Munawwara, which you asked. So write all this down and Maulana work it out there. And you must remember that the green fence you see, you understand, around. So that fence was put by Sultan Qatibai, Rahimahullah. So after Masjid Nabawi, a portion of it burnt and so forth, in the year 666, so you must remember that, not 666, I made a mistake there. So in the year the green fence was put, it's 888. So remember it was Islamically the year 888. So count now from 1445 and minus 888, is 550 years and plus, you must just work it out and tell me. So it was in the year 888, and so when you go inside, now we're from where we read Salami, we're zooming inside now, we're taking you inside. So what will you see first? So you must remember that first you will see when you enter, then you will see like a green parda, like a green curtain and so forth. So when you go to Makkah, outside Makkah, so there is a place called Masnaul Kiswa, where they make the hilaf of the Kaaba Musharrafa every year, they change it and so forth. So yeah, they got the same kiswa, but not black, but green. They change it every 5 years there. You see that? So that's the first thing you will see. When you go further inside, then you see Nuruddin Zanki. Remember, he built a wall, molten lead, right around, you understand? So nobody can go further than that. That was when the enemies wanted to exhume Allah forbid, the jasad athar, the Mubarak body of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him in a dream, these are the two culprits. So they admitted, confessed, and then they were executed, dispatched to Jahannam and so forth. Then you go further inside, you see Khumasi, you see Pentagon, and a structure, five sides, five walls, and that was by Umar Abdul Aziz, Rahimahullah. He was the Khalifa from the year 99 to 101. And thereafter, so you must remember, was the time, so that in our time now, you see, that now the Saudi family came and so forth. So they also make some, you must remember, renovations of the masjid. But yeah, they can't do anything because everything is like blocked for them also. So if you go further inside, then it is Baytu Aisha, the room of Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. And you must remember that. So there she, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, all are buried there. So her love and respect, you must remember, love for Nabi alayhi wa sallam, love for Siddiq Akbar, her father. She used to wear scarf and she used to go there and read. It's part of her house. But when Sayyidina Umar Farooq was there, then used to wear parda and hijab and cover her face and all these things there. Ta'aziman, out of respect for Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen. Whereas it was not compulsory, but that was ghaya to taqwa, her extreme piety and so forth and so on. So all these type of things we should learn. And now you're going to the masjid from your hotel, so you must give out charity, remember that. And any amount, 1 riyal, 5 riyal, 10 riyal, إِذَا نَعْجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْنَ جُوَاكُمْ صَدَقَةً. Then you read 2 rakat, tahiyyatul masjid, and then you make sajdah shukr. Then you go in front of the master, alayhi salam, you read the salami, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. When Hazrat bin Nuri came there once, I was there. So I see he started by him, Sayyidina. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that's how he started the salami. And then remember he went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And then he went to the master, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you must remember that was, I saw myself, so I asked one alim, he said, when you want to meet the big, big kings and rulers, you first go to the smaller ones, then you enter. So that's the reason he gave. Anyway, wallahu a'lam, Nabi alayhi salatu salam is not king and that, he is rahmatul alameen, khatamun nabiyyin. And remember Muzammil and Mudassir and so many titles and so forth. So we must appreciate all that, you must remember. So in a case like that, now you want to read salami, you read As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Muzammil. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Mudassir. So by that time, the police will be making a harik, harik, move it up and so forth. You address the master, alayhi salam, directly and say, Ishfa Ali, that intercede for me on the day of justice, intercede for me, for my wife, for my parents, my children, my siblings, the entire ummah, my teachers and whoever else. So all that is permissible. Shafa'ati li ahalil kabair min ummati. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. I will intercede for those people of my ummah who perpetrated major, major crimes. Then you come by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and you say, As-salamu alayka ya Khalifat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salamu alayka ya Thani Ithnain. By the Master alayhi salam, you say, As-salatu wa salamu. And by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's grave. So remember there you will say, As-salamu alayka ya Khalifat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when you come to Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, so then you will say that As-salamu alayka ya Zan Nurain. You're the only person with the two Noors, and that is married to Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. And after her demise, then Sayyida Ummah Kulsum radiallahu ta'ala anha. So that is how we believe and we accept it. You must remember this. So like that, there are many, many places, but you need somebody to take you around. And then the Zalims, the Saudis also, they demolished. Another place I forgot to mention is Khandaq, the trench, you must remember. When we went 74, 75, we actually saw the trench itself, you must remember. But now development, all that, they closed it, they demolished the masjid, and the Sab'a Masajid also is called. So you'll just find one, two masjid there, one big masjid they built, and they called it Masjidu Khandaq, remember that. And the small, small masjids that were there. So that is a great thing the Ottoman Empire did. They preserved all this, although they were ruling for more than 600 years from Turkey. So they had high hopes, you must remember, that Allah Ta'ala will use them and they'll preserve it. So they're preserving the little bit few things. But remember on the whole that you must remember Allah alone protects the Haramain Sharifain and Allah Ta'ala protects Masjid al-Aqsa. So may Almighty Allah show us a day when all these places are free from the yoke of the enemy and from the enemies themselves who today impose upon the Muslims and you make dua, then you can't even use the word Yahud and so forth. So that's an indictment upon us, remember that. So Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, tonight after Maghrib, we will be there in Masjid Mahmood, and that is in Clay Estate where the Maulana Badats are, both brothers are gone. So Junaid Kubadia, brother mashallah, he is in charge there. So we will be there tonight, Maghrib to Isha, inshallah al-Aziz. Gee, Zaid, you worked out that what I told you.
Gee, it was 5:57.
5:57, yes.
Gee.
Yeah, so you see, I told you 5:50 years. So 5:57 years, that green fence is there, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all the masajid of the world. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to our listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة